And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. We've got a beautiful show for you today. Poet Serena Chopraz. Between the Earth Dreaming Us Out is more than just a poem. It is a concert. We welcome her back on the show from the great Emerald City. Jules Reedy's new album, Ghost Spirit, is rhythmic. It's hypnotic, it's discordant, it's untypical, and you are going to love it. I just know it. Plus, singer-songwriter Annie Dresner, who the BBC calls a breath of fresh air, and Nikki O'Neill with some genuine get-up-and-go rhythm and blues. I'm Tom Brousseau. It's good to have you with us. Well, we have to, and I have to place an emphasis on have to, start out the show today with the most excellent duo. They're a fun duo. They're called the Holy Brothers, Marvin Etzioni and Willie Aaron, a couple of Los Angeles boys, actually. And they really give it their all. Both are total music devotees, and this is evident in their latest single from last year. Kind of a beachy-sounding 1960s Lemonade SoCal psych, kind of catchy pop to it. The song is called Holy and Everything. Gonna listen to that, and then the pair will grace our show with a live session. The Holy Brothers on the Great American Folk Show.
Some days I wake up and I don't wanna hear the bluebirds sing. Some days I wake up and I don't wanna know what the day will bring. Some days I wake up and I don't see the good in anything. Some days I wake up and I see the holy in everything. The holy in everything. The holy in everything. The holy. Some days I wake up and I just wanna go back to sleep. Some days I wake up and I don't believe in you and me. Some days I wake up and I see the holy in everything. The holy.
Holy in everything. got sunshine in my veins. I got sunshine in my veins. I got sunshine in my veins. Wish I could fly high above the ground. I would touch the sky and say goodbye. I'm never coming down. I'm never coming down. I got sunshine in my veins. I got sunshine in my veins. I got sunshine in my veins. The future looks bright again. Now's the time to let go. All I need is faith. I don't need to know anything today. I got sunshine in my veins. I got sunshine in my veins. I got sunshine in my veins. I can't bring you back into my life. I can't change the past, and you can never change. You can never change the time. I got sunshine in my veins. I got sunshine in my veins. I got sunshine in my veins. The future looks bright again. I got sunshine in my veins. I got sunshine in my veins. I got sunshine. I got sunshine in my veins.
Hi there, my name is Willie Aaron, also known as Johnny B. Holy.
Hi, my name is Marvin Etzioni, also known as Buddy Holy. Together, Willie and I are the Holy Brothers, T-H-E-E, the Holy Brothers.
I first met Marvin when I was in high school. I went to Fairfax High.
I went to Fairfax High.
I know you did. But the first time that that Marvin and I met, Marvin was working directly across the street from the high school at Aaron's Records. So during a lunch break, I visited the store with a friend of mine, and you could hear the
school. Was that with Dave?
That was with Dave.
Yeah.
With Dave Sawyers. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
One day we were there, and The Who was playing on the stereo. You could hear the school bell ring across the street. To return to class, I said to Dave, we cannot leave yet. The Who is right in the middle of the long version of My Generation from Live at Leeds.
And I remember saying to you, and I didn't know your name yet, and I remember saying, now there is someone with good taste.
And so from that moment on, we have been dear, dear friends ever since. We've never started a band with just the two of us. So some years ago, Marvin and I were both at the same synagogue, and we were dressed kind of alike. We had matching outfits. We had black suits, white shirts, and ties.
I remember that. That was the moment that Rabbi Finley came up to us, and he said, oh, it's the Holy Brothers.
And Marvin said to me, well, now that we have a band name, all we need now is to record an album. So I said, let's do it. A couple of years later, we released our debut album, and that one is called My Name is Sparkle.
And now we have a forthcoming album, which is called High in My Balloon. After finishing the album, I just kept writing songs like I always do. Well, I'll give an example, Willie. On Christmas Day, I listened to Bach, and I fell asleep afterwards, and I woke up from a dream state and heard the chorus for Come Shine Love playing in my head. So anyway, weeks later, after the tragedy of the Los Angeles fires, we finished the song.
Marvin played that song for me, and I said, even though this song isn't on High in My Balloon, let's record it and release it right away as a single. Timing felt really right to do that. We're both huge fans of George Harrison's guitar work on the early Beatles records, and so Marvin played a low melodic guitar figure in that style. He also mentioned Bach, so it felt natural for me to add organ to the track. Once we had the organ recorded, we knew that we had all the elements that we needed. So we decided to mix the track very quickly, and by the end of the night, we were completely done.
I just got to say that when the two of us collaborate, I really think that musically, anything is possible.
This must be Carnegie Hall.
That was The Holy Brothers with a couple of songs they recorded especially for the show, High in My Balloon and Sunshine in My Veins. At one of their concerts not too long ago, Leonard Cohen happened to be in the audience. Not quite sure how that all happened. Maybe it was Marvin from the band The Holy Brothers, or maybe it was Willie from the band who asked Cohen for his blessing, or maybe it was somebody else who did the asking on their behalf. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is Leonard Cohen laid his holy hand on the Holy Brothers, and he said, "Boys, with my blessing, may you sally forth." And indeed they have, and indeed they will. Thank you, the Holy Brothers, Marvin and Willie. How wonderful. We turn now to Annie Dresner, whose tunes will pull you in with a snap just as much as they did with me when I first heard them, talking about melody and voice and sentiment. I am in awe of Annie's effortless pop sensibility. Her new album is packed with gems, but my favorite, if I have to pick one, I would describe is like a home base. Though Annie is from the East Coast, the mood of it reminds me of all the times that I bummed around Seattle, Washington. And man, right about now, I do miss the Emerald City. And it just so happens that that's exactly what the songwriter is thinking in this song. She, too, misses a few places. I don't know, I think the song is about taking a moment in an easy chair to contemplate life for a while. As a matter of fact, that's exactly the title of the song. The song's called Leather Chair. Songwriter and singer, Annie Dresner.
I can see you sitting and the colors are changing, keeping track of seasons through the window frame. Can't you see what's going on? Stuck in that old red leather chair, picture after picture you read old letters. Can't you see what's going on here? I think you know it. I think you're feeling all alone. You're smarter than you let on. I always thought that though. I can feel you watch me from the doorway of your middle room, but I don't let you know that I can see you. And I can feel the softness when your hand is holding on to mine, and I can feel you weaken on my shoulder. see what's going on here. Can't you see what's going on here? Can't you see what's going on here? I'm a singer-songwriter from New York City, but I now live in Cambridge, England, and I've been here for about 13 and a half years. I still really miss bagels from New York. They're not the same here, and pickles are also not the same. They're sweet here in England, whereas they're punchier in New York. I've been writing music since I was 18 years old, purposefully with a guitar. I taught myself how to play guitar on my last night of high school. There was always this little guitar in our house that was a kid's classical guitar that I never really paid any attention to because nobody played it. And for some reason, actually, I know the reason. There were a couple other students in my high school who had performed some songs they wrote, and I thought, oh, I want to do that, and I want to learn how to play guitar because I've always played piano. So I taught myself how to play guitar out of my father's Simon and Garfunkel piano book where there were guitar tabs over the chords. And because I was familiar with the songs, I was able to slowly but surely learn those chords and learn those songs, although I can't play them as well as they could and do. So I really haven't stopped playing guitar since then. I've written 4 albums, and I'm currently recording my 5th record, which I'm really excited about. I've been working with this awesome musician and songwriter, singer-songwriter named Peter Bruntnell. I put out a completely separately to that, I just put out a single called For the Thrill of It, which is a response to sexual harassment in the music industry and misogyny. And I am speaking about it because I'm hoping it might promote some positive change and empower women to feel safe in speaking out about things that, frankly, until now, I haven't felt comfortable or safe in speaking out about. And I think that's it for me. So I hope you enjoy the music. Thank you. This song is called Black and White, and it came out on my last record. I thought it would be easier last April, and here it goes. Thank you.
You just heard a live session with Annie Dresner. My name is Tom Bruce, so thanks for listening. This is the Great American Folk Show. Performer Jules Reedy has a penchant for engaging the acoustic guitar in a totally unique way. And I think it's the way with guitarists in general, myself included, we can't help but figure out what secrets may rest on its fretboard. As Keith Richards once stated, it's a mysterious machine, the guitar, but no one will ever know the true mysteries of the guitar. It's the thing that keeps on keeping you guessing. It's the thing that keeps on keeping you playing. From her new album, the title song, song's called Ghost.
Hello, this is Jules here. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm sharing some very new, very early stages, very phone recording quality bits for 12-string acoustic guitar and some pre-recorded processed guitar samples too. And it came out of a tuning adventure, sort of just working with this septimal tuning that I like, which is quite often where I'm starting writing from, is just kind of picking a chord that I like and tuning the guitar to that and messing around within that as a framework. And I'm thinking of this material as being kind of little miniature songs or song fragments. And yeah, quite often I sort of start like that and then I expand it into something totally different. At this point, I'm quite happy with how reduced this material is. I'm working towards an installation later this year, which I think is probably where this material will go. Yeah, it'll be working with like the output of the guitar itself, as well as some other pre-recorded material being spatialized within a room and played through transducer speakers on big sheets of glass, which is exciting because it's a pretty new, an entirely new context or a sort of medium for me to work within. So yeah, that's where this material is going, and I've just been listening to it on repeat because I've been working on it, so I thought I would let you listen as well. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. Well, good day to you, dear listener, and thanks for being here. I'm Tom Brousseau. This is the Great American Folk Show, or as we like to call it around the office, well, we like to call it GAFS. We're going to keep the show going right now with a little giddy up and go from a great artist that I've been loving a lot lately. Her name is Nikki O'Neill. She's from Chicago. Check this out.
You're listening to the Great American Folk Show, and I am Nikki O'Neill on vocals and acoustic guitar.
And I'm Rich Lukowski on percussion and backing vocals.
And we're releasing an album that's called Stories I Only Tell My Friends. It's going to come out March 14 on Blackbird Record Label under my name, Nikki O'Neill. And it features 11 songs that are, I guess they, you could say they fall under the so-called Americana umbrella. But it's a wide span of American roots music. I love a lot of soul music, gospel, early rhythm and blues. So the songs reflect that. There's songs that are like an old-timey gospel blues or an acoustic folk blues kind of song. And then there's also songs with a full band. We have a five-piece band in Chicago. And those songs have a soul rock kind of vibe to them, or some are like a twangy kind of soul. So the song that we're going to play is called I Wish the Sun Could Shine on Me. One, two, three, and...
Jesus, can't you hear my plea? Jackets and the winds wail. Lord, please let this world
So just as the album has a diversity when it comes to the music and the different styles, the lyrics also cover a broad range of topics. So some of them, they are about my experiences with migration and moving around, uprooting and exclusion. And others are about when you're an artist and you're in the information age, where you're connected to devices and you have all the information at your fingertips. What does it do to your imagination? And then there are other songs that are pure celebrations of love. And so this song, it's called Candy Apple Morning, the one that we're going to do next. And it's a little bit of a comment to many of our friends who love to create during the nighttime. They're night owls. Many artists are. And I'm a little different. I love the really early morning. That's my prime time for writing songs. So this is Candy Apple Morning.
Open the blinds, invite the light in. I start making tea in the kitchen. Butter on bread, the paper on red. The first bird greets the sun and I'll listen. Candy apple morning. I'm struck and I'm glowing. Candy apple morning. Tables. A lady is sweeping the sidewalk. Down by the bar, forgotten guitar. Mother of pearl on the headstock. Candy apple morning. I'm struck and I'm glowing. Candy apple morning. You got me. A blank page. That's where I find my flow. Open the blinds, let the light in. There's cardamom tea in the kitchen. Paper and pen, you never know when. The first note comes alive and I listen. I'm struck and I'm glowing.
Special stuff from Nikki O'Neill from Chicago. Bravo to you, Nikki. Thank you so much for sending that live session in. Can't wait to have you back on the show again sometime soon. Well, our next guest is a professor of writing at Seattle University. It's a doctor of the written word and a master at it, too. She's an activist and a poet. Recently, she was awarded a fellowship by the National Endowment for the Arts. Only 35 creative writing fellowships annually in alternating years for either purpose, fiction, creative, nonfiction, or poetry. Not only is the National Endowment for the Arts Award prestigious, but it's also rare. As I said, our next guest happens to be the recipient of that. Her name is Serena Chopra, and she will be sharing new work yet to be published from the Emerald City, otherwise known as Seattle. And this poem is called Between Earth Dreaming Us Out. Now, I've listened to this recording that you're about to hear several times since Serena sent it to me, and I am reminded of a passage of a book that I dearly love that, in a sense, is about poetry. The book is called The Elements of Style by Shrunk Jr., and I've got it right here. I want to read you this because I think it's beautiful. Here's one of the passages from that book. Vigorous writing is concise, a A sentence should contain no unnecessary words, a paragraph, no unnecessary sentences. For the same reason that a drawing should have no unnecessary lines and a machine, no unnecessary parts. This requires not that the writer make all his sentences short, or that he avoid all detail and treat his subjects only in outline, but that he make every word tell. Well, what makes Serena Chopra so good at what she does is every word tells.
Hello, I have a poem for you. I'm going to open it up with a bit of an introduction, if you don't mind, to contextualize the poem, since it is part of a longer piece. This is a resilience poem for my grandmother, Dayavati, and myself. In the poem, we each perform the resurrection of our bodies, brutalized by domestic violence and sexual assault. In the poem, there are two stages. On one stage, Dayavati, who died when I was less than a year old, performs the reclamation of her spirit on her cremation pyre. And on the second stage, I perform reclamation of our senses in a seduction. In the poem, our bodies become the prairie, also a brutalized body, that shows us how to embody the wisdoms of rebirth and resilience. Between the earth dreaming us out, as swaths of grass sprawled and tethered between telephone poles, I sprawl the stage and tether the gaze. A man raises my belly with his knuckled machines. A crane lifts away mountains of clay. In this hollow here, he will cement a home. I slip into the splits. The prairie appears lithe, but most of her biomass swells below the surface. Deep roots tether soil from erosion, whether I fetal like torrential rain or whirl the dry devils of my leather. Silt and sand, loess and till, prairie soil is a matrix, larger grains held by finer ones. I am loom and limb of Dayavati's resurrection. From her roots, I grow mines and feral gestures. I arch the heavy winds of drought and spit the milk of my weeds. Where the ruptures of our bodies collect in rivulets, we carve the earth into a wilderness of meandering nerves. One that ties knots, one that unfetters them. I pry this intimacy with my teeth. Tender, tearing river, what rots in our mouth? What killing? I am buried in the aspect of body, ratio of nourishment to autonomy, rhythm to desire. Erotics is a protest, yes, crocus, a signal for survival. If we could resurrect from the marrow of collapse, a tender knot. But I begin with the image of Dayavati near the burgeoning pyre. Photographs at chaotic angles swarm her in streaks of fire. Marigold swooning, the red wailing of her final sorry. Hands lay on shoulders, laying hands, kneading her body, knotted prayer, echo, the obscure and intimate hands of cremation. Heat is parasitic. The body a conduit for disorder. In her ears, the river drains her to the sea. How does fire navigate a body? And when the heart falls, kindling, the tender knot in which we loop and tether, loop and tether, loop. A seduction, a many-limbed dance. I glide on the heels of a dark night. Watch me in the mirror. My ankles, my wrists bound, my neck, an emptied body is a heavy rope. I lay on my back, lean at the elbows, a slack loop hangs from my ankles. I draw them apart, gaze the riverbed between my legs. I tug taut the knot suspended, strobing like the looped heart of a ghost. Daya wears my body like the prairie wears drought. Water fills me, a confusion of thirsting nerves. She holds me like a caught animal, extracting what harm from my mouth. Eyes or breath, she asks, as if I am one of her suicides. In the portals of a ruptured body, autonomy is echolocation. Desire is synapse without a center. Sometimes I starve an intentional starvation to build a home and have it set to pyre. I wander wildernesses toward the divine city of each chakra, but retreat, feeling the compass of my survival seduced. Pain is a mind in a knot. I tie my legs to the pole and swing my mind at the stage circumference. Men lick their lips of ribs. I draw a heart on a napkin and stint the artery for them. In the portals of rupture, time coagulates vertigo in each tiny skull buried in the myofascial prairie. This is out of body. I seduce myself into each organ and watch the blood of birds blow by. I have a story that no one will listen. I show them the twist and bury the gun in my thighs. But the gun is my fist twisted from being dragged at the wrist. In the end, the fracture ribbed in my cheek radiates a kiss. The ruptured body is a restoration site trampled by deer into beds. The most permanent damage I have is performing healing. This leather trying to make an animal happen slumps into a shoe. The deer, it appears, are all day, all body at the edge of a field barbed with no trespassing. But then a cut startles so good. Hypnosis of unrelenting land. Animal extracting animal. From every ancient bruise, a limb grows, forming a joint with one's reflection. Every man takes a hand and shakes it, shakes it, shakes it. I perform a field by way of expressed pressures or currents, wind to light to moisture to sound to shape to pleasure. A single blade whips in fits. The landscape hears a glass shatter its waitress. The heavy heads of still and lusting stems. My heel is a high tree leaning on a broken limb. In the mirror, caught light resembles ghosts sinking, sinking in. We gloom the properties of wailing. We kindle, we feed on her cremation. In her desire, many-minded wisdoms, winking embers, digital sigh of wet bark, willful wood and willing, knots burn long and hot. Do you fear the hunger of this body, an obscure communion with intimate patterns? I lift my head and take survey of the land, pocked with clearing, girdled in grid. A cul-de-sac imagines itself around her neck. The gnawing at her shoulders is wings that are the hands of men. Instead of flying, they flip her over and harrow into her a grave. Future homes, desires, better homes and lawns, lawns, lawns. In the striptease, I don the quilt of disappearance. I lay with my head hanging off the stage, cradled in the hands of a capricious man. I lay with my head hanging off the stage, legs bent and splayed, like giving birth but instead taking. I perform the headless woman gathering into my womb miles and miles of red sari. My hair catches the flame of a candle. Dayavati warms herself by the pyre. Seduction is eruption of rupture, a many-limbed resurrection, a laying of hands across a subcutaneous land, letting the tongue split and wander there. Dayavati remembers reflection and reminds me this muscle exhausting the living. I enter the mirror and echo the lips of light. I see the surface resembling my glitched living. I watch us cross the horizon. I seduce myself to the rupture, the riverbed of our thirsting. Marigold swoons. When a prairie dies, the fungi and bacteria return its nutrients to the soil. I lick the wound and enter. I seduce myself to the roots and suck on ancient waters. The land rattles with resilience. The prairie stutters, a climax of survival. Crocus, yes, crocus. I bleed weeds and not my eyes. Men spread dollars across the land. A snake seduces each bill, swallows them like mice.
That was Serena Chopra with an original poem, a new one she's been working on, entitled Between Earth Dreaming Us Out. If you're listening in Seattle, and I bet there's a few, well, you might just bump into Serena. She's a professor there at Seattle University. And I guess I just do have Seattle on my brain today, so I'm just going to go with it. I have my guitar here, and I was thinking about a time when I was walking. I just kept on walking all day. I must have just had the day to bum around. Probably that day I was staying at the Ace Hotel, and I just kept on walking. Maybe I took a cab somewhere. It wasn't raining. It was almost April. And there I was at the Roanoke Cafe, beautiful little getaway, little like neighborhood, one of those neighborhood cafes. And after I had a spot of lunch, I was walking by this park, and there was this old couple, an elderly couple. They were in the park and they were playing the song. And I listened and I watched from afar. It was so beautiful. The song was an old folk song I'd never heard of before, but I've since included in my sets. The song is called 'Twas on One April Morning. And now as our world starts to turn and we've gone through our daylight adjustment, and man, can't you just feel the spring coming on? Was on one April morning, just as the sun was rising. On one April morning, I heard the small bird sing, singing songs of Nancy, for love it is a fancy. And sweet were the notes that I heard the small bird sing. Young men are false and full of deceiving. Young men are false and they seldom prove true. They're roving and they're ranging. Their hearts are always changing, seeking to find some other girl that's new. In this breast I tether, lock it there forever, and pray it will never stray from me again. And that's our show for today. We'd like to thank you for listening. We'd like to thank our guests, the Holy Brothers, Annie Dresner, Jules Reedy, Nikki O'Neill, and Serena Chopra. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Elizabeth Brusso helps out with the digital realm. Eric Dethridge is the producer and editor. Ann Alquist is the director. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minkota Power Cooperative. I'm Tom Brusso. May you always find the sun until we meet again.